On today's show, Mazda teases a new SUV concept. Is it the next CX-9? V8 engines are making somewhat of a comeback, and U.S. exports to China are booming. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for August 10th of 2015. Everyone in the U.S. auto industry is worried about imported cars from China flooding into the American market in the next couple of years. But did you know that American exports of cars to China are booming? They shot up 50% in 2013 and another 31% in 2014. Many of those exports include BMWs and Mercedes-Benzes made in the USA. In fact, the Mercedes R-Class is only sold in China, even though it's exclusively manufactured in the U.S. Now under contract with AM General, the same company that used to assemble Hummer H2s for General Motors. What makes these exports all the more impressive is that China slaps a 25% import tariff on all vehicles. But that has not stopped Chinese consumers, at least not until now. With China's car market slowing far faster than anyone expected, these export numbers may not look so rosy by the end of the year. Mazda revealed a sketch of an SUV concept it will unveil at next month's Frankfurt Auto Show. Called the Koru, which means exceed or go beyond, it looks like it could be the next CX-9. What do you think? Mazda didn't reveal any other details about the crossover, other than it will be equipped with its SkyActiv technology and feature its Kodo design language. And a quick programming note here. Instead of our regular Autoline After Hours on Thursday, we're moving it to Friday. That's because we're all headed down to the Woodward Dream Cruise. We have some terrific guests joining us, including futurist and designer extraordinaire Sid Mead. Back by popular demand, Jim Hall will be in the house. Also on the program are Mark Trossel, the head of design at Dodge and SRT, and Trisha Hecker from Mopar. Then Mark Phelan from the Detroit Free Press is taking us on a tour of historic emergency vehicles. So join us on Friday afternoon for the biggest car show in the world, cruising down Woodward Avenue in Detroit. Coming up next, did you know automakers can save thousands of dollars making cars in Mexico? And it has nothing to do with cheap labor.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. Hyundai, learn more at Hyundai.com. And by Pure Michigan, leading the automotive world in intelligent connected vehicles. We run on brain power.
It seems like every time you turn around, another car company is building a new assembly plant in Mexico. Here's why. Mexico has free trade agreements with 45 countries, more than any other country in the world. If you manufacture cars in Mexico, free trade can save you a boatload of money. The Center for Automotive Research points out that if you make a car in the United States and ship it to Europe, it gets hit with a 10% tariff. So an SUV like an Audi Q5 gets hit with a tax of $4,500. But if you make that very same vehicle in Mexico, thanks to its free trade agreement with the European Union, there is no import tariff. So an automaker saves $4,500 per vehicle. And that's why vehicle production in Mexico is booming. It has more to do with avoiding tariffs than in getting cheap labor. You know, most people speculated the ramp up of our fuel economy standards would mark the beginning of the end of the V8 engine. But with cheap gasoline prices, sales of large pickups and SUVs are on the rise, and so are V8 engines. According to Ward's data, the installation rate of 8-cylinder engines was up over 3% through the first half of this year compared to all of 2014. That's the highest level since 2011, and despite automakers shifting their focus to turbocharged gasoline and diesel engines in their truck applications. While the V8 may one day lose the fuel economy battle, it seems clear that Americans won't let it go down without a fight. Coming up next, we're going to be talking about the ultimate bucket list for every gearhead out there.
Why Sonata? Let's see. It has a turbocharged engine, a panoramic sunroof, 32 miles per gallon highway. Oh, did I mention the turbo? You don't want to forget the turbo. It has turbo, the Sonata, from Hyundai.
There are many ways to experience a classic car, at an auction, a museum, a car show, or a concours. But which should you actually go and see for yourself? On Autoline After Hours, we were joined by Jason Fogelson, the author of the book, 100 Things for Every Gearhead to Do Before They Die. And in the following clip, he talks about which one people should experience first.
I'm a really big fan of museums because it's a curated experience. And so I think if you want to learn and experience the history of something and really get something that's authenticated by experts, I think a museum is a great pathway into cars. And then I would expand out to classic car shows and concours, because you'll have some basis to know what it is that you're looking at.
Yeah, because then you can always talk to the owner, or often talk to the owner, and get the whole history of the thing and what attracted them to it in the first place.
Yeah, and the more you do it, you'll discover, you'll discover that you have an affinity for a certain kind of car. You may be a muscle car person. You may be like the brass era of automobiles. You may like new cars the best. Who knows? But you won't know until you get out and experience and see a wide variety.
Make sure you check out that show on our website, autoline.tv, or on our YouTube channel to see some of the other bucket list items in Jason Fogelson's book. That wraps up today's report. Thank you for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.